Okay, we have a comment from El Chapo 4026. So thank you, El Chapo 4026, for your comment. What you have, so I'm assuming, what did I have? I was talking about illness. I don't know what I had. So I was a bodybuilder as a teenager. And then when I was 17 years old, so a junior in high school, I started losing weight. And I went from around 160 pounds, not a big guy, I'm like 5'7", 5'8", somewhere in that range. But I went from around 160 pounds down to about 80 pounds. So 80 pounds is a good weight if I was like a 4-foot-something woman, 4-foot-something-tall woman, but not at 5'7". And I got checked for everything. I got checked for, first thing you think of when you're not trying to lose weight, or at least I didn't think I was trying to lose weight, you know, or at least not consciously, is cancer. So I had bone marrow biopsies. They'd check your blood. I got checked for digestive issues, heart issues, endocrine issues, the gambit in terms of trying to find something. Now, thankfully, on the positive side, positive way to look at it, they didn't find anything, so that's a good thing. The negative is, okay, then what's causing it? There was a time where I thought I had an eating disorder. I knew from what I did every day that it wasn't bulimia, but I thought I had anorexia, and maybe I was doing it subconsciously. Wasn't trying to starve myself, but maybe I was, for whatever reason. I went to see a psychologist. He referred me to psychiatrist, and they said, well, based on their experience and their expertise, I did not have an eating disorder. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I wasn't consciously trying to starve myself, so I don't know what the answer is. It's other than the extreme weight loss, which obviously led to a loss of all the muscle that I've gained from lifting the weights, and that also causing osteoporosis because I also had hypogonadism, which means very low testosterone. I mean, I basically had no testosterone. It led to a lot of health issues, and thankfully I'm getting back my health from that. But yeah, answer your question, I do not know. So, and that reinforces the importance of trying to stay up to date on like your health markers. So blood pressure, blood glucose, you know, weight, et cetera. And if anything starts going in the negative, you know, like in my case, if I don't remember why, that was over 30 years ago, why when I started losing weight and massive amounts of weight and I wasn't trying to lose weight, why didn't I go to the doctor sooner? Don't know. I can't tell you that. But yeah, just keep up on your health markers, people. So thanks for your comment. Take care.